أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing Surah Najm, the chapter of the stars, chapter number 53. Today in our discussion, we want to go to part number 16 and look at the theme of the previous nations. And this will take us through verses number 50 up until verse number 56. So in these next seven verses, we want to see what God speaks about the previous nations. Who came before us? What were their prophets? Who were their prophets? What happened to them? Why are those communities no longer in existence? Why were some of them destroyed? And how were they destroyed? Let us try and review this portion and answer some of these questions and many more that the respected commentator Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati has brought up in his Tafsir An-Nur. However, before that, let us listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation, and they will come back with their analysis and the understanding. Allah says the following in Surah An-Najm.
وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبْقَى وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى.
And that it is he who destroyed the first Ad, and Thamud, sparing no one, and the people of Nuh before that, for they were most unjust and most oppressive.
والمؤتفكة أهوى فغشاها ما غشا فبأي آلاء ربك تتمارى هذا نذير من النذر الأولى.
And he toppled the ruined cities and covered them with whatever covered them. So which of your Lord's marvels can you deny? This is a warning, just like the first warnings. Now, one of the words that God uses is mu'tafika. And this comes from the word i'tifak. And it means something which has been turned upside down and something which has been obliterated. Now, seeing as how the cities in which the community of Ad lived in, due to the punishment that they were given, were turned upside down, it is for this reason that this specific word was chosen to describe their outcome. Another word which God uses is the word ahwa, and it means to fall and to sink. While the word tatsamara, it means to argue with someone else, accompanied by a sense of doubt and misgiving in the other person. As for the portion of the verse which reads, innahum kanu hum adlama wa atgha, for they were most unjust and most oppressive, it is very well possible that this is in regards to the nation of Prophet Nuh, peace be upon him, who are even more oppressive than Ad and Thamud, their respective communities. While it is also possible that it is in regards to the nations of Ad and Thamud and Nuh altogether, meaning that in comparison to all other communities which had been destroyed over time, these three were the most unjust and the most oppressive. Let us conclude with a few takeaway messages from this portion of today's discussion of Surah An-Najm. Point number one to reflect upon and a message to deliberate upon is that the punishments from God are not reserved for the world to come. Rather, God has destroyed some communities in the life of this world. So we should not think that we will not face punishment or chastisement here and now. It is very well possible that just as in the past nations were destroyed, that even today oppressive, unjust, unfair nations may even face the same wrath of God in this world. Point number two is that when it comes to studying history and its events and the changes which occur therein, we must always pay attention to the reasons and philosophies behind why they were destroyed. It's not enough just to read the story or the event. Rather, we need to see why it happened so that we can prevent and avert such calamities from befalling us. And point number three, which we will conclude with for today, is that one of the blessings and graces of the divine is the fact that oppressors are destroyed in the life of this world. Yes, sometimes it may take years, maybe decades, for oppressive governments and their oppressive leaders to face the wrath of God. Sometimes we wonder, why has God delayed His divine justice in this world? But we have to realize that God does everything with a plan and the wisdom. And maybe it is for us to learn lessons and for us to take our own destiny in our own hands. Ultimately, however, this is a blessing and grace from God that He does destroy those who have been oppressive and who have wreaked havoc on this earth. We ask God to protect us from the difficulties of the world that we live in, and we ask God to bring those who have been oppressive and unjust to justice in this world and also in the next. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.